Okay, here we go. Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. I am the water god, Tom Segura.
Okay.
And here is Christina Pajitsky. So I will be
so rude.
Sharing my thoughts, interesting, funny things. And Christina will also talk. When she talks, you'll hear. So back and forth. Blah, blah, blah. This is Tom.
That's so lame.
And that's Christina.
Okay. Super funny, Tom.
Thank you. Welcome.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There you go.
There you go.
Can I tell you what I think is going on with our power?
Tell me.
The pool guys are in the breakers because they need to fix the electric. And I think they're hitting the breakers.
You're probably right.
Yeah. That's what happened last time.
Jeans, you got a big one coming up. Why don't you tell everybody?
This weekend, I'm in Washington, Dickcum. December 9th,
yeah.
December 10th. I'm only there for 2 days. I'm only doing four shows. Saturday, the early, I think, is already gone. I don't know.
There
so
you go.
Get your darn tickets now, Toodles.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. Washington
Toodles.
Moves quick.
Yeah, I've got some stuff lined up for 2017, but I'm not announcing just yet, but
okay.
I will shortly. Listen to That's Deep, Bro. And that's it. What about you, man?
December 13th, I'm at the Ice House. It's almost sold out, so if you're in the area in Pasadena, you can get that. I'm doing New Year's Eve. I'm doing a whole bunch of shows.
Oh, Junior's Eve?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Orlando.
The New Year's show, just I feel like we have to say this every year, is more expensive because it's a special event. But I'm also there the day before that and the day before that. So if you just want to come out to a show in Orlando, come out. Otherwise, a big fun night we'll have on New Year's Eve. Kansas City is on sale. Oxnard, California. I'm doing Levity Live there. That's in January. And then the big tour starts with New Orleans, Black Lana, Clear Farter, and Tallahassee. That's the first theater weekend.
Clear Farter is probably my favorite new name.
We added shows in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland.
We added a show in Chicago.
Yeah.
At the Vic. We added a third show in Mommyapolis.
Well, I'll tell you, all those three cities you named are mommy hubs.
They're
too.
Hubs, yeah.
So that's going to be a fun show for all the moms coming out.
And we just added, just outside of Detroit, Royal Oak.
What's that? Oh, it's Detroit.
Yeah. So we just added.
Very nice.
So now it's sold out. The first show sold out.
Wow.
So make sure you get your ticket. That's in March. This is 64 Rider by Eddie Bojangles.
I was going to say, is this you singing?
There you go.
This sounds like some jam you would really love in junior high.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wanna make
let's
love
do this.
To
let's
you.
Start this show, man. You ready to start the show?
Oh, we have so much to go over. I can't
there's
wait.
A lot to do. There's a lot
very
to do.
Important business. F-A-R-T.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
F-A-R-T.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on now.
F-A-R-T.
Let's start the show.
Just glassing.
Come here. Let me tickle your pussy.
Oh, no.
I said, come here. Let me tickle your pussy.
Not with that fucking thing.
I said, come here and let me tickle your pussy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That's good.
That's the cool guy. He just walked away from the switch.
Serious? God damn.
I just see the guy walking away. I seen him right now walking away.
What is he doing?
He's the circuit breaker is there. They're fixing the pool right now, and they need to turn off the power to get to the electrical. Believe me, I had the same fucking shit happen last week.
Well, we're doing this right now, so it's kind of more... I mean, can we tell him to not do that?
Okay.
I have to stop everything. Like, we're in the middle of doing this.
All right. Do you want to tell him?
Yeah. I mean...
Go tell him.
All right. So...
You just farted.
I know.
And then you judged me for farting 2 seconds ago.
Here we are, week two.
Okay.
Of fucking...
I can't believe you're calling the kettle brown like that. I farted and you chastised me.
Fucking thing.
What's wrong, baby? Let's talk about it.
Oh, it's just annoying. That's all.
The constant stream of workers that interrupt our lives on a daily basis.
And now fuck up our audio.
And prevent
come
us.
Here, tickle your pussy.
Getting our work done. Oh, those guys.
Come here, let me tickle your
pussy. I don't like
pussy.
This guy at all.
What's that?
I don't know. Is he still fucking with that breaker?
No, he's not. That's what I'm telling you. It's not that, babe. It's not that.
Okay.
There's new shit every time. So we have a new monitor. As you can tell, it's much bigger.
Much and, bigger. Bigger.
We were more excited. We were excited that it would, you know, it could serve us as a great, there you go. Dipped out again. Popped back in again. It should be fun. It's going to be a fun thing to do.
Got it.
It's not that, babe. It's not that.
Okay.
So here it is. Now we feed our video and audio via HDMI into this television, and then the television shoots back the audio into this board. That's how it's working. I'm already preparing for it not to work out.
That was about as exciting as the microphone guy.
Yeah,
the way you described.
I know.
That.
Hi, I'm the EV mic guy. Yeah,
I almost blacked out.
You did, right?
When you explained all that.
God damn.
Your schnitzel.
I hear her. Yeah. Yeah.
I tickle it this way.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, look.
I don't like it.
Tickle it that way.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
You had diamonds on your pussy, bitch.
Stupid idiot.
Cut out again.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
I like the guy. I don't like that our feed just keeps cutting out.
I don't either.
Yeah. So, that's cool.
Does it affect audio? Does it make a...
Yeah, you hear
pop sound.
Of course. When you hear a pop here, they hear a pop there.
In the sound studio.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, jeez.
Should be fun. So, I feel like just setting this room on fire right now.
Should we have Blue Band come back and fix
this? Of course.
Before we continue recording this.
I don't
episode?
Think he can fix this. No. He can't fix it like that. No.
Who can fix this?
I'm probably going to have to get an entirely new monitor, and I'm going to have to use that. For something else.
Oh, wait. Well, then should we just do audio clips today so that we don't have to go through the aggravation of the visual being fucked up?
I don't know. We'll see. Let's see if you
we can
even...
go old school.
I said bring your ass. Come here, bitch. Come here, bitch.
What's on his finger?
Yeah.
Tickle it.
I don't know, but
it's like a
sharp.
It's a ring.
Right.
It has two like bands.
Right.
And then it's pointed.
It's like a Coke nail. But
it's a pussy tickler.
But it's not, because if you tickled mine
with
that pointy metal thing, it would scrape and hurt my...
How do you know? If,
my
but you've never had him do it. That guy could be good at it, you know?
I don't think so.
I tickle it this way.
No, thank you. Yeah. Oh, what?
I tickle it that way.
What is wrong with him? Who does this turn on exactly?
Diamonds on your pussy, bitch.
Okay. He's really selling it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
I like the end of that song.
Yeah, that's really great.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
I said, bring your ass. Come here, bitch. Jeez. Come here, bitch. Jeez.
God.
Tickle it.
You know what that guy is not into?
Oh, boy.
Just glassing.
Yeah. Because that is, I feel like somebody that's just
glassing
has like, is more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the glassing's a dad.
Yeah.
This guy is definitely, he might be a dad, but
he might
got,
have multiple children, but.
He's a baby not, daddy, but he's not a dad.
He's not the kind of guy that starts off his day with like.
Let's glass.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just glassing.
Just glass.
Just glassing.
Oh my God. What a crazy week it's been, huh?
I know.
Oh my God.
Oh, but before we forget, if you're going to do your Christmas shopping, do it at yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Go to our shop. Get a Water Champion t-shirt. Let the real water champs in your life, aka me, let them know that you're into it.
Sure.
Shop there. Do our Amazon banner. Please use our banner. I beg you. Just go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage. You're shopping as you normally would. I hope you're shopping on Amazon for Christmas, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck around with the mall.
Get it mailed.
It's so stupid.
Get it wrapped. You can even add a note.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about you. I love you.
And I want to tickle your pussy.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
Yeah.
That dude just really said that.
Just glad.
He sang that to you.
He did. You know? What a sincere fella.
I tickle it this way.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw up.
I know.
So intense.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
At least he really likes it.
He does.
You know
it.
Yeah.
Fart
yeah. Fart yeah.
How much? He's not that bad. I think the vegan vagina guy is way worser.
Yeah.
This guy's, he's actually vegan, cute. Like, he's attractive, this guy.
Vegan vagina dude is gnarly.
He's gnarly.
He's a gnarly, gross fucking guy. Yeah.
He ain't got no teeth. He pops his fucking teeth out. That's nasty.
It's so nasty.
He needs a perfect smile, and then maybe I would get on board.
This guy or that guy?
No, vegan vagina.
Vegan vagina, yeah. He's gross.
He is. See, but what's the difference between vegan vagina and this guy? It's this the same
dude
pitch.
Well, here's the thing. This guy is all about sex. He's just a sex maniac.
Yeah.
Right? He bought a ring just to tickle pussies with.
It's a tickle pussy ring.
Yeah. Vegan vagina guy is using, like, he's using sex for his real cause, which is veganism.
Oh, boy.
And he's a gross dude. Like, aesthetically, he's much grosser.
So gross.
You know, facially, you know, shit. Like, this guy is just more visually appealing.
Yeah, he's got his shit together. Like, he's got a look.
Yeah.
This guy, like, he's put together. He's got nice teeth.
This guy looks like he wishes he was Tupac, you know?
Yeah.
He's got even the bandana on.
Nice eyes, nice teeth.
Yeah, he's got,
no, he's cute. I still wouldn't let him tickle my pussy with that thing.
He can sing, you know? He can sing.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
I like this song. I like it. Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
Yeah. He said, was it weird though? He said, like, diamonds in the crevice. Did he say D?
That's what
I keep hearing there.
In the crevice.
Right?
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
Crevice.
Yeah, the crevice. Yeah.
In the crevice. Maybe he meant to say crest.
Or crevice.
And then he thought crevice.
Crevice of
in
your pussy.
The crevice of your pussy.
Diamonds in the crevice.
D
of
to
your
the
pussy.
I to the A to the M of your puss.
I was in Breast Palm Beach this weekend.
West Harry Palm?
West Harry Palm. Four shows. Electric. So fun.
A lot of mommies? So fun. A
lot of mommies. Mm. Big crowds. Fun
Did
crowds.
Did you fart? First of all, how was your eating since you're on this diet to lose weight? And how was your
shitting? I did really well. I didn't have any food fall offs the whole
Good
weekend.
Good for you. It's very hard on the road.
It's hard on the road, but yeah. I stuck to it. I did have two vodka sodas.
That's nothing.
And you know, it's not good if you're trying to stay in ketosis, but you know, whatever, it happened. I'm sure it's many less than Bertrand had.
Oh, that's what he had for breakfast today.
Oh yeah,
two vodka soda.
And I don't want to give away any. I don't want to get, but I lost a couple more pounds.
Wow, so. I would say more than a couple. You're looking
well. I'm saying
from last
week,
svelte.
Yeah, I'm down a couple more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love these Team Bert losers that they believe in that bloated carcass.
Yeah.
And they're like, Bert's going to do it. And it's just I use it as motivation.
You should.
Yeah.
Haters going to hate.
Oh, yeah. And they're all his fans, the guys that are like hardcore Team Bert are such fucking zeros. Yeah. You know, like you look at their profiles, you're like, oh, I guess they're just kind of drawn to their own type, you know?
Wow. Because
they're such fucking zilches.
Wow, you just put them on blast like that.
Well, you know, I think they know who they are. They're attracted to their kind, you know?
Yeah.
And then like
yeah,
mine, like the people on Team Tom, they're like, oh, you know, I got promoted. I'm the CEO today. I'm
winners.
Like, oh, cool, man.
Achievers.
Yeah. It's much different.
Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
Yeah. You want to know you're a fucking loser?
You hang out with fucking losers.
You're fucking bums you hang around all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Your followers don't hang out with bums, losers.
Mm-mm.
No, good for you. So how are your Browns? Because you don't have the Washlet 350E on the road.
Just glassing.
Yeah.
That guy's the best thing that's happened to us.
I know.
Just glassing. Look at.
Let's glass.
Glassing.
Yeah,
we came out here.
I know. His
Dude, can you play the whole thing?
His whole thing?
Yeah, it's the best.
Came out here.
A little expecting to see the mooses.
Oh, God.
Just glassing.
He.
Glassing.
What is this?
That guy's from Canada.
You want to, see his whole thing?
Yeah.
Take place? Okay, hold on.
That is so fun. He makes me so happy.
See? That was good.
It's just time to time.
Yeah.
Ain't no more left over, man.
That's not what I meant to play.
Yeah. I love that was on deck, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
what is that doing?
No, having this cord, replace the other one is what's changing everything. That's what it is. That's a problem. That's why we're going to have to change this eventually.
Just glassing. God, look how thin I was in this photo, and I thought I was a fat load there. God damn. And then I had a kid. It stretches all your shit out.
Dude, come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about...
Look you thought you were a fat load there?
Yeah, look how flat my belly was.
Look how flat
there.
Mine is. How many years ago is that?
I don't. This is, we had Fief.
2013.
Uh-huh. This is when we first moved to Redondo. Yeah, I remember that girl did it in Torrance.
Right there. No way. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick?
No.
Holy cow. Holy cow is right. That is awesome.
Do you think Joe Rogan would hang out with that guy?
Definitely.
Hunting?
100%. Yeah.
He'll love the enthusiasm.
We got out here early morning. Look at the meadow. This is why we came up here. We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow. Big, long, tall meadow. We've been slipping along here, just glassing. And all of a sudden, literally, I didn't even put my head in the ground. I'm like, we're just glassing these big, huge meadows.
That's so fucking stupid. It is fun. He is like, it makes me happy.
It's the best.
It makes me happy.
Me
Let's
too.
Just keep going. Let's glass. I'm glassing. I'm like, holy smokes. I got a moose. And I'm like, oh, man, it's a bull. And I'm like, no, it's a cow. We got a cow right there.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Is so stoked.
I know. He's really stoked. I've never been that stoked about anything.
Me neither. I don't even think when I told you I was pregnant, you were like,
I was pretty
cool.
excited. But I wasn't.
Like
I wasn't
this.
Glassing.
You weren't glassing.
We've been slipping along here. Just glassing. We're just glassing. Let's glass. I'm glassing. I'm like.
So
yeah,
good.
It's amazing.
I've been loving the hashtags just glassing.
Yeah, the hashtags glassing. Look at it. Oh, you see how it's saved?
Yeah.
There's a file for it. It's called Dad Boner Moose Hunts. It's a good name for
such
it.
Such a dad boner. Yeah. Huh.
Huh.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
Well, good. So your weight loss has been really kicking in high gear.
It's
You've
been
really
great.
Been glassing.
Yeah, I've been glassing hard and
hunting those mooses.
Yeah.
You didn't think you'd see any moose, but then you did.
I didn't think I did. And then I was like, is that a bull? And I was like, cow. And I was like, oh, shit. And I lost my mind. Yeah.
You know what's great about you, and I really admire the most, is right. that you're so dedicated to this diet.
Yeah.
And I went to Whole Farts.
This was so mean of you.
And because I know you're dedicated. You haven't had a sweet treat.
I haven't had.
Like Thanksgiving, we all had some indulgence.
I had a couple pieces of pumpkin pie.
Right. But that's not, you know, that's not going to break. That's the only time you've been bad this whole fucking time. You've been so good. And so I thought I'd buy you a Whole Farts chocolate. I got one on the Primal diet. Mm-hmm. It's Primal friendly. And it's no sugar. And it only has a coconut mm-hmm. oil in it. What did it taste like?
No, you're not getting into it. So you go, oh, you got to try this chocolate. And I go, I can't have it. And you go, no. I it's paleo and it's keto friendly. I checked. Mm-hmm. And I go, are you sure? So I was like really trying to be good. And you go, yeah. And you go, look, just try a little bite. And I put it in my mouth. And I actually thought you put a piece of dog shit in my mouth. It was the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever had. And you were thrilled.
I was so happy. Well, because I was so bummed.
I chewed and then I not only did I spit it out, I spent time just spitting and washing out my mouth for a couple of minutes because it was so disgusting. It tasted like something you would bake with. You know? It's like baking chocolate or something.
Like
you know?
In the raw. It's like when they said no sugar, they meant no fucking sugar. It just tasted like a hunk of dirt out of the earth.
Yeah, it was really,
really
terrible.
This shit was so damn nasty. And I was so excited to have a treat on my fucking diet, too, on that Primal thing.
Did she tell you about this, or you just happened to stumble by it?
No, it's on the list of things I can have.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, this is going to be exciting. I'm going to have Primal chocolate or whatever. And it just tasted like such shit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you're on a diet, it's like not even worth it. You're like, fuck it. I don't even want to. I just don't eat because I'm so miserable at the idea of eating. Eating's so depressing now that I'm like,
once you get really in on it, like really into your diet, then what happens is, I don't know, you almost don't, you look forward to saying no to the thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You look forward to not indulging in things. You're like, it'll be exciting to not enjoy things today. That's how it feels.
Right, because when you break the rules, you just know that you're fucking yourself.
Yeah.
You're just setting yourself back.
Yeah, so you're like, oh man, it's going to be so good to not enjoy stuff today.
Yeah, I hear you.
True, man.
I'm glad you like that chocolate. I'm going to get more for you.
So obviously you remember the biggest nerd ever. I got to show you this.
Glasson guy?
No. This fucking...
Point of order?
Yeah, dude. Fuck her.
For Saanich Gulf Islands.
F-A-R-T.
Interrupt my friend in her speech, but I heard her to say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
Nerd.
Yeah. Big fucking nerd, right? You big
old nerd. Sit down, nerd.
So her name is Elizabeth May.
Elizabeth
and
May
I guess
nerd.
In some of the Canadian circles in you know politics she's known up there. Apparently she did this speech at some event maybe a year or two ago and she got drunk. So the lady who's against saying F-A-R-T is now God damn it, I'm really gonna lose my mind.
I know. Why don't you just not play the visual for this episode?
These are visual. They're visual drops.
Okay.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So this is, let me see. I got to write that down. 32. God damn it.
F-A-R-T. F-A-R-T. I like how she had to spell it out like a fucking toddler.
And since Perry Bellegarde is here, I want to mention we stand on his traditional territory too. And I want to say, like, what the fuck was wrong with the rest of you? You didn't notice we're standing on traditional territory. Like, what doesn't scream out First Nations about this stage? Well, anyway.
She said F-U-C-K.
Yeah, she's opposed to F-A-R-T.
That is the worst word in the English language, you can
say. I know. And you noticed that there wasn't, like, big laughs or anything.
She didn't.
They were like,
no. They weren't having.
Because this is obviously, like, some type of gala.
Some kind of nerd event.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's wearing pearls and, you know, people are, it's black tie, I'm saying, you know.
Oh, she got her gown on.
Maybe he doesn't like to be with humans. But the thing is, now we know that's not true. He can do funny. He can do music. And he still doesn't show up. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, he should be here. That's what prime ministers do. They show up to be humiliated like the rest of us schmucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's kind of loosey-goosey.
She had a couple in her.
Yeah.
That's the problem. She needs to get drunk before she goes to Parliament.
No shit.
So she should be like, F-A-R-T. Why don't you suck on these T-I-T-S's,
that's right.
You know?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm the oldest one. I think you know this, but I'm also the only leader with artificial parts. You do know this. I don't mean my boobs. I mean my hips.
Oh, my God.
My hips are both artificial.
Wow.
The right side has a consumer malfunction part. The security guards, Charmaine Son, you can tell them, I squeak. I walk through the floors of Parliament, and the guards have told me, Madame May, you cannot sneak up on anyone. Because this is a part they don't use anymore because it squeaks.
Uh-huh. I thought she was about to say her pussy squeaks.
I'd like that much more.
Yeah.
It goes some days like a chirping grasshopper.
Oh, my God. A grasshopper.
Other days like a really bad squeaky screen door. Ear! I'm not kidding you.
She's hammered.
Some of you know this
hammered.
Is true.
I love it.
Diamonds on the crevice of your pussy.
But the thing is, I'm the only woman party leader, and I know what men immediately think. Because the poor boys, they really bought into Freud. That whole sexual maturation thing on the Freudian scale.
Whoa.
That we go from
what?
The oral, I'm not going to eat the mic,
oh my
into
God.
Oh my God.
The anal. God, I don't want to think about it. Or the genital.
Wow. I can't believe this is her.
Yeah, I know.
But isn't it interesting? Like, you know, we were just
same
talking
person.
About this yesterday.
Yeah.
When you have a couple in you, who you become, it's really telling about how much you're holding back when you're not lit.
Exactly.
And so if you're like this when
so
you drink,
this person,
she's repressing so
is
much.
Also this person.
Right.
The honorable member for
who's offended by fart.
Interrupt my friend in her speech, but I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary.
Uh-huh.
And I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T. The thing is, I'm the only woman party leader, and I know what men immediately think. Because the poor boys,
oh my God,
they really bought into Freud.
Wow.
That whole sexual maturation thing on the guys get stuck on this Freudian stuff. So they immediately assume that I'm envious of the things the boys have that I don't have.
What?
They assume that I suffer from classical Freudian debate envy.
Oh my God.
But that, I no longer like, do. Praise the Lord, free at last.
And she's like, they're not giving her big laughs.
No, she's bombing. This is called bombing in our business. She's eating a fucking dick sandwich.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that this is who she wants to be, the woman that says crazy things.
Right.
And so when someone else does it in parliament, maybe that upset her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say F-A-R-T. And then she, you know, chastises the other. Isn't that interesting?
F-A-R-T.
F-A-R-T.
That's that on that. But you know what? I have a completely deranged and not, there is no sequitur. This is a non sequitur.
No
shit. You guys ever wake up with old theme songs from former black and white TV shows that you never thought your kids would ever see, and they're running through your head? Like every now and then I wake up thinking,
I gotta hydrate.
Lisa,
watch this.
You gotta wait.
Wait.
Lisa,
they're
I wake up
off.
Thinking
they're
about
cutting her off.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. This morning I wake up thinking this.
Oh my God.
She's
ripped.
Look, and look at what would you describe her eyes as?
If you eyes?
Yeah.
She's ripped.
No, but look at her eyes. They're what? They're kind of
glassing.
You know?
They are kind of glassing.
Yeah.
Just glassing.
Oh,
kind of glassed over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Wait, you know what?
They're trying to walk her off.
Dude, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, well, well. Isn't this interesting? The one who's a tattletale.
Yeah, a little tattletale.
Has the most shit going on. That's always how it is.
She got shit face.
It's
and
like
that
those...
lady. See, there's also, if she was cool, like if May was like, oh, people like her and cool, this lady would come on and be laughing with her.
Yeah.
Instead, she's like, get off.
Get the fuck off.
Yeah.
Just like Ted Haggard and all these people that hated the gays.
Yep.
They've always got some secret thing going on.
Of
course. Always. So she's so repressed, this poor woman. Wow. This is so
interesting. Do you guys remember the theme song? Welcome back. Who knew Cotter was spelled K-H-A-D-R? Welcome back.
They're drag. She's being, okay, if you're not watching this, the lady is forcibly removing her from the stage. Like,
yes.
It's to this, you know, when like someone's done something it cringeworthy, that's the way it's being perceived. I wish I knew more about her. If I was more into Canadian politics, I would know exactly about...
How come Canadian... I mean, we have good politicians, interesting ones.
Interesting ones?
Interesting ones. But the Canadians, I think, are much more interesting. Remember the mayor of Toronto? What was his name?
Oh, Rob Ford.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
He was interesting.
Interesting is a spin on maybe Rob Ford. I don't know.
Elizabeth May, interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's
and how
complicated.
About, Prime Minister Trudeau?
Trudeau. I think he's a cool dude.
I mean, he looks like you might want to start training with him. Have you seen that bod?
He's regular bodied.
No, he's not.
What is he?
Trudeau?
Let's look at him.
Oh, you can look at him all night. You're going to probably put him in your phone and look at him when you're in the bathroom.
Okay. There's a lot unusual about your speech, Liz, but we're going to take off.
Look.
Omar Khadr, you've got more class than the whole fucking cabinet. Thank you.
Wow. And effing again.
Effing again. And look how like unamused this lady is. Here, let me pull it up for you. Don't look on your phone.
Oh.
I'll pull it up for
you. He's smoking hot.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Wow. This is like the Canadian Kennedy.
Of course.
That is super cute.
I thought you knew this.
It's like
stuff,
the Ryan Gosling of prime ministers this
week. You didn't know this about him?
No, I listen to NPR, so I hear Trudeau, but I don't see Trudeau.
Let's see if there's a...
Americans are very self-obsessed. We don't actually show anyone else's leaders.
Well, here's him. Here's him just glassing in. look, this is in
Canada.
He's doing Look at this yoga pose here.
Oh,
hold on.
Whoa! See? He is just glassing.
Yeah.
Holy moly!
Look at him.
Jesus.
He's doing like a
damn.
A, what do you call it? Like he's suspending himself in the air with like an underneath. It's a yoga pose, I guess they're calling it.
It's
but
like a cobra that's raised.
Unreal, man.
This guy is like Sting.
Yeah. Let's see. I typed in. Let's see if you can see. Want to see this bod? Look at this bod.
Jeez.
Huh?
He's got an... Obama's got a bod like that.
Oh, I would say Trudeau's got one up on
he's
him.
He's more ripped?
Yeah.
Damn, look at his family. They're all fucking cute and red.
Yeah, good looking family,
damn.
Man.
Okay, God. Mr. Trudeau.
Man,
Prime Minister.
I'd like to see him make another baby with her, huh?
Jeez.
I mean, I'd like to watch.
Right.
from the corner.
You want to tickle their pussies?
Tickle their pussies, and then just go wee 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 wee.
Okay,
wee, wee.
All right.
Wee, 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 wee,
okay,
wee.
And thank
then,
you.
And say, madam, there's diamonds on the crevice of your pussy.
Crevice.
Stupid. Diamond. Look how upset this lady is.
I know.
The God, lady that escorted so Elizabeth May off stage did it like if you were at a wedding and somebody gave an insulting drunk toast and you were just like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
So that's my aunt.
Now, did this happen before or after the FART incident, I wonder?
That's a great question.
Because, I mean, then she's really casting stones.
Fart stones.
Fart, hard fart stones.
Yeah. Unreal, man.
Wow, unreal.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Really.
Do you care?
Do you care?
I got these new ergonomic chairs.
Yeah.
And I tried yours when I was recording That's Deep, Bro, and
they're
it
the
hurt.
Same, though.
And this one feels much better.
They're the same.
I must have been sitting wrong in that one.
I'm changing the lift on mine. You can change yours if you want to.
Lift?
How high and low it goes.
Gotcha.
I want mine to go lower.
Okay.
It's a little too high up.
Oh, interesting.
Diamonds on the crevice of your pussy. Yeah. There's all kinds of good stuff to show you. You liked the pussy tickling.
Did not really like it.
You were a fan of that. And now I have a lady who is very upset.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I should tell you this first. This was great about Breast Balm Beach this week. So one of my good friends, Steve, came. He's one of my best friends. We were best friends in high school, and you know, we've remained friends all these years. It's crazy to think about, right? I've been friends with this guy since I was 14 years old.
14 years old.
Yeah, so that's a long time.
That's a long time. That's when he knew you, when you were a compulsive masturbator.
Yeah, 20 plus
young
years,
buns.
Man.
I know, it's nuts to think about that now.
Yeah. So whenever I'm close, he tries to come to a show. So he comes to this show, and you know, your old friends will really give it to you real. So like, you know, I remember like a few years ago, he would come to a show and be like, "I saw it. You know, it was pretty funny. Are you gonna do a sitcom or what?" And I'd be like, "I don't know, man." He's like, "Meh, whatever. I'm still a fan, I guess, but you know, you're
not impressed by you."
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, every little achievement you have, he's like, will like kind of check off a box for himself to you.
Yeah.
So this time he's like, "Wow, man, there's a lot of people here to see you." And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I mean, this is different, right?" And I go, "Well, it's good. You know, there's a couple things going. It's good. People are at the show." And he's like, "Yeah, all right. That's good." And then he loves the VIP treatment. So he's like,
"Yeah, he tests like free alcohol too."
Oh my God. It's his favorite thing. It's so funny. Like, he's just like, "Hey, man, tell them I'm here and tell them to keep the drinks coming." And I go, "Okay." So I tell, like, the staff, "Hey, take care of them and I'll take care of you." And then, you know, he just kind of, like, indulges. He's like, "Let me get two steaks," and like shit like that. So
it's really exciting to get free French fries.
Yeah, yeah.
And buffalo
it is.
Wings.
Free is just amazing.
Bottomless mozzarella sticks in the green room, guys.
Like, my parents entered with me, and I think their most, like, the part they were impressed with the most when they came to a show was they were like, "We got escorted in." They were like,
right.
They were like, "That was cooler than the show."
And by the way, being a comedian, those are the only perks. Is free green room, free food in the green room, which is like everything fried.
Free booze. If you're a Burt, that's like a lot of
that's
money.
That's actually, that's a
it's
big
like
deal.
Thousands of dollars. It really is.
I know.
But
those are the only perks. And then, they let you in on the back entrance, which is usually in the alleyway next to the dumpsters.
Always next to garbage. So you smell garbage as you walk into the club.
Nobody knows that, but, I mean, I don't know if people do, but they'll pull you up in, like, a nice town car if you're lucky that week, and then they let you out right by the dumpster. Yeah. So and you're like, "All right, showbiz, guys."
And it'll be like, they're like, "Oh, this is actually where we collect garbage here. This isn't even actually to throw away. We just keep it here. It smells so bad." So I walked by the the glamorous vomit pile with them. They watched the show. They hung out. They left. So Steve comes and he's like, you know, we're just hanging out in the green room.
Just glassing.
Glassing, just hanging. And then it's time. It's like, what do you want to do? And, you know, he came down to see me. I go, well, next door is a bar that the club owns. So they have more pull there because they own it, mm-hmm. right? It's called Copper Blues. Mm-hmm. So they go, we have a table for you next door if you want.
And was his mind just blown that VIP? Well, you had a table at Copper Blues?
You have a table, but they also send security with you so that nobody harasses you.
Well, right.
So he's like, are you fucking shitting me? Are you fucking crazy? Is this fucking for real? And I go, yeah, but you know, it's just like it's their place. So
it's not like
they're not sending security with me to another venue.
Right. It's the same place.
Yeah. It's like a security guard at the club, which is what they do when you have meet and greets or something.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
So, anyways, we go next door, and he's like, this is fucking cool. Like, this is fucking cool, man. Like, you got security. You know, people are at your show. Like, this is cool, man. You're doing it. I go, okay. Oh, thanks, man. And then I pull up my phone, and he's like, how many people are following you on social media? And I go, well, you know, there's different ones on different platforms. Instagram, Facebook. He goes, you don't like Facebook? I go, I'm not really into Facebook. I prefer Instagram and Twitter. And he's like, I like Facebook. And he goes, oh, I got it. Put a picture of me on Facebook and tag me. And
oh,
I go,
shit.
You sure you want me to do that?
That's
and he goes, yeah. I go, I'll do this for you. So I pull it up for you. I go, yeah, man, this is going to be really cool. I'll show you. What is it?
Because everybody knows if you really want to have a good day, post a picture of yourself on social media.
Especially on a comedian's page.
Right. If you're in entertainment or whatever.
So
you want to feel validated by strangers, definitely post a pic of yourself.
I take a picture of us, and I said, yo, and I tagged him because he asked me to tag him. If you want to feel good about yourself, check out the comments in this picture of us.
Yeah.
It has been commented on, how many times here? 144 or so. Mm. It's reached 36,000 people.
How's he doing? Is he getting a lot of love?
Is this one of those porns where you fuck your ugly real estate agent because you have shitty credit?
Yeah, sounds about right.
And it says that he's a real estate agent, so it's there. And it says, I hope you're better at selling houses than you are at choosing barbers, you fucking slobs. Steve looks like a mediocre real estate agent with a crack addiction. One eye slightly art.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So far, it's all positive, right?
I don't know what's going on here, but it looks like some guy went to Tom's show. They took a selfie, and Tom posted the photo. He remembered the dude's name. What is going on? Tom, you're not that fat. I hope that guy dies in front of his family.
Jesus Christ, guys. Relax.
Let's see. The two of you together probably weigh less than one fart Chrysler does.
Truth.
That's true. I just had a bunch of gay guys react to this picture. We ran out of lube. God.
That's the one compliment so far.
Yeah. Somebody said, I just saw you at the improv. Apparently, the camera doesn't add 10 pounds. Jesus, you're fat.
Oh, that's right. Neat, too. That's nice. Thank you.
Anyways, it's a lot of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's not a nice one in here.
No.
They're all, you know.
No.
You look, Tom, did this guy screw you over in some real estate? Amazing, whatever. So, he texts me, please take that photo down. I cannot handle the comments. And I was like, nope. That's exactly what you asked for.
Welcome to showbiz. Welcome to the spotlight.
Yeah.
So it feels good, right?
You asked for this, so I'm giving it to you.
It's neat.
Anyways, pretty cool. Just wanted to tell you about that. And another cool thing that happened, Jeans. You know how I meet black celebrities a lot?
Yes.
I met Method Man.
I know. I dated him in the 90s. It's funny.
You did not.
And he had a show called Method in Red.
That's right. That's right. Meth and Red.
Yeah. He's part of the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
He absolutely 100% is.
Wu-Tang is dangerous. Mm. Protect your neck, brother.
There you go. My mom's a big fan. So I'm in Fort Lauderdale Airport, because that's where I flew, because it's direct. Mm. on the 6-something flight. I mean, it's fucking early, right? And I had 2 late shows Saturday. I'm walking through security, and who do I see? Takao, Johnny Blaze, you know, the Iron Lung.
I know him.
So I look, and I try to figure out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? We're in security. I just kind of lean forward. I see him, and I stick out my hand, my fist, like that. And he just gives me, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he leans forward and nods. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It was like,
it's a right exchange.
It was, I'm a big fan. I respect you, but I didn't even say anything.
Right.
Just a little fist bump, and it's like, feels good. I get on my flight, and he's in my row, but across the aisle. So I'm aisle, he's across the aisle, but window, right? But same row. So I'm like, shit, man, it's fucking Method Man. Dude, some girl boarded the flight and asked him for a photograph.
Oh, no.
As they're boarding.
Faux pas.
Big faux pas. The fucking lady sitting in next to him has to get up so this girl can go sit down. Anyways, the flight's a long ass shitty flight, right? It's Lauderdale to LA. When we land and I get out of my seat, he leans in and whispers something to me. And I'm like, wait, what? And I really want to know what the fuck he just whispered to me. So he gets off, and on the jet bridge, he waits a second so that I can walk off. And I'm like, wait, what'd you say, man? And he goes, that motherfucker never shut up. And I go, what? And he goes, dude in front of you, man. I felt bad for you guys. That dude never shut the fuck up. He goes, the whole flight. He talked the whole flight. And you know when someone like that says something, like when somebody does that who you think is cool?
Yeah.
So what you do, even if you don't know what's going on, you just agree with it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I did.
You're
It's exactly what I did. When he goes, you know what I mean? He's like, he's talking. I go, dude, some people never shut the fuck up. Like, I made it my problem, even though I had zero problem with it because I never heard the guy.
Right.
And then when I said that, he was like, word. And I was like, yeah, man, the guy would have shut the fuck up. Like, I totally exaggerated that it bothered me. And I felt like such, you know, like disingenuousness.
Yeah.
Because I was doing it to make him like him, to bond more with him. Anyways, then we walked to the luggage together. I'm fucking friends with Method Man.
Did you get his phone number and stuff?
No. I asked him if he was doing shows, and he said he's shooting some TV show with John Singleton. But yeah, man, it's nuts. I have been a fan of his legitimately since 1993.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
I've known him as long as I've been a fan of his as long as I've been friends with Steve.
Wow.
So anyways.
That's cool. That's very cool, James.
I wish I had more of an interaction with him, you know, but I took what I get.
I'll tell you, though, because I've seen rappers in airports fist bump and athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a perfect exchange.
It is.
With a rapper or an athlete.
Yeah.
It's just the fist bump because it's like, oh, I get it. You get it.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk.
And I was texting friends, obviously. I was touching, you know, my good buddies from college. And they're like, you're getting a picture, right? And I was like, no, dude.
No,
I can't
ask this guy,
can I take a picture with you? I mean, I could have, but just his vibe was like, not like, listen, you know, like, hey, man, put it on selfie mode. It wasn't like
that. Yeah, it's super lame. Yeah. He's not, he wasn't in that. And plus, when you're traveling, if it's early,
you don't want to do
you're
that
not
shit.
Into that stuff. And but now you have a memory. You don't need a picture. You know what
exactly.
that guy fucking looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
You know.
By the way, he looks like exactly the way he looked 20 years ago.
Wow.
Like, Method Man hasn't changed his physique, his face.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
God, I hope I get like that. Probably not.
I mean, I wonder if we, like, let's just see a comparison. Method Man.
You think he works out a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I think, glasses. Actually, he takes care of himself. That dude's like.
That's the secret.
He's either lean
Can I tell you, when I see older people now, and I'm like, oh, you just don't take care of yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking, it's voluntary to look like shit. Mostly, right? I mean, unless you have some sickness or something, geez.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if he, this looks like probably what I saw him as right here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Good looking dude.
Yeah, the dude doesn't look his age, you know?
No.
This is 93.
Right, okay, yeah, I remember.
You know,
but
I mean, it doesn't
guy.
Look that different, man.
No, he looks better now.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Looks much better. Wow. Look at that shit.
I wish I had an edible on me.
Good for him.
That would have been the move. Like, oh, yo, man, you want...
Look, it's like you and me. That's how we hang out.
He'd been like, Tom, you don't know me and you don't know my style. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'll get off your thigh.
Tacow. Even I know that tacow thing.
Yeah.
I'm not very cool.
In the radio station that I managed in college. Mm-hmm. So that was like the heyday, especially the breakout years of Wu-Tang stuff, you know, it was late 90s. So he has so many AKAs that we wrote in permanent marker on the wall every time an AKA of his came up.
Yeah.
So it said Method Man, and there was like a poster, and then in permanent marker on the wall, it would say, you know, Tacow, Johnny Blaze, yeah. Hot Nickel, whatever, Iron Lung. And it was like, it ended up being like fucking 20 long.
I wish comedians did more of that.
Nicknames?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need AKAs.
Man.
That's yeah. neat. It's yeah. really neat jeans.
That's pretty cool.
I too posted a photograph of myself on Instagram this mm-hmm. morning.
Yeah.
Of me chilling in the studio here with the two dogs.
Yeah.
A week ago. And it's really nice to read the compliments. Like, you look like a total mom. And
yeah.
Nice mom shoes, nerd.
Yeah. What kind of fucking shoes are those?
Yeah.
What are those?
Nice sweatpants, loser. Like, it is nice to hear that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, these slippers are actually the fucking coolest thing
you
I've
love
ever
these
gotten.
Things. You talk about these constantly.
So I was in the airport, I don't know, 2 months ago. And yeah. I saw this like 50-year-old lady on the tram that takes you, and she was wearing these, mm-hmm. just glassing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, those look like the coolest shoes, the most comfortable shits I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, they're called Mahabis. This is an English thing. And I looked it up and I ordered it immediately.
Just glassing.
And this is the dopest part. These are house, you can wear these out and about in the world, but I wear them around the house because we don't have carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And my arches are fucked since I had a kid. But on the inside, it's soft, and then you can take off the sole, which is cool. It's plastic, and yeah. you can wash this part. That's the best fucking part.
You can wash the inside.
You can wash the insides, because I hate slippers. They get all sweaty and smelly, and then, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Feel what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what it is. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Anyway, they don't sponsor the show or anything, but it's great to have, like...
You know what I'm saying?
I'm always looking for ultimate comfort shoes.
Of course.
I love Vans, but there's no arch support in a slip-on Van. I don't like fucking tying shoelaces, man.
And I've also, you've had them now for a few weeks, and you talk about them constantly.
These are the best purchase, and it's expensive. It's like 80, excuse me, 80, I almost threw up.
Wow.
$80 or something. Yeah. But
glass.
But I've had them. I love them.
Good.
Now, we need a slipper for you.
Yeah. I do. I want to get them.
Because right now, you got the UGG slipper with the open back style, but you don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
What don't you like about that?
I like slip in and out. I like that. I like being able to just walk in.
Like an Armenian guy.
Yeah, I don't want to have to pull up on the back. You know?
Right, but what don't you like about your current slipper?
Oh, those are just worn. Those are just worn.
Because that UGG, it's not that good. Because it's flat-footed, too. You need some kind of arch support in there.
I like a little warmth, and I like ease and comfort of getting in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it for you.
I just found some aliases. This is kind of what was written
we're
on
going back to Method Man.
Yeah, just for a moment.
Okay.
The Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze, Mr. Meth, Hot Nickels, Hot Nixon, Hot Nicks, Big John Stud, Shaquan God Allah, Tacow, the Iron Lung, Metaphysical Man, Tacowian Stallion, John McClane, John Blazini, Johnny Dangerous, The Shaolin Assassin, The Blunted One, John Blazini, The M-E-T-H-O-D Man, The Heatmeister. Okay, I just wanted to remind myself of those. Those are college memories. All right? So you guys, make your own fucking AKA list. And will you get me some slippers then?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to. I feel like you're wearing some bullshit right now.
Right now I'm wearing flip-flops because I can't even find my slippers.
Yeah, man. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you some on Zappos.
Okay.
But what you need is a material like soft on the inside and then free on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Okay. I'll get it for you.
Because
a good pair of slippers can change your life.
It sure can.
I'm telling you because I don't like to walk around in socks because my feet fucking hurt.
Yeah, and socks get flat. Dirty.
Dirty.
You know?
And then I got to take the dogs out to shit and piss 500 times a day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wear normal shoes around the house because then it tracks in dirt and everything.
By the way, if anybody knows that's listening why this HDMI cable makes the, why the screen goes blank and then it pops back up, even though nothing's being done, will you please message me and let me know why that's why it's causing that, and if there's a way to remedy that, so I don't fucking, you know, shoot someone. Thanks. How about this, Jeans? What do you think of this?
I swear on my fucking life, who's been to my house on Saturday and stolen my fucking 185 pound Gucci belt, when I fucking catch you all, bruv, I swear on my life, I'm gonna bang every single one of you that was in my house on Saturday, bruv.
Bub.
Is she saying bub?
I don't know.
Cause I, for a second, I was like, is she blooding it like that Arsenal guy?
Bub.
Bub. Bub. Bub.
Bub.
Blood.
And she's gonna bang everybody.
Yeah, bang them.
No, but I'm sure that means hit.
I know.
Right?
But still, she's still saying bang.
Yeah. She's real classy, this one.
Yeah. She has, her Gucci belt's her favorite
damn
thing.
Damn, white people are just the fucking
this
worst.
Ain't a joke, team, bro. There's a 185 fucking pound fucking Gucci belt that everyone thinks they can steal from my house, bro. You fucking bruv. Mad.
Bruv?
Watch, bro. I swear on my life,
brother.
Bruv.
Bruv.
Brother.
Oh, brother. Okay, bruv.
Bruv.
Bruv. Bruv.
But bruv, because
bruv.
For English, yeah.
People think they can steal from my house, bruv. You think you can steal my Oyster cards, my bank bruv. Card, and now my fucking 185 pound Gucci belt, bruv. I swear on my life, I'm going to bang every single person that was in my house, bruv.
She's going to bang every person that was in her house.
Damn, like that chick.
And they also stole other shit. This happens to her. Did you hear how it started?
No.
She's like, they stole this, and then my debit card. And the, so there, she, people know to steal from her.
Think they can steal from my house, bruv. You think you can steal my Oyster cards, my bank card, and now my fucking 185 pound Gucci belt, bruv. I swear on my life, I'm gonna bang every single person that was in my house, bruv, on Saturday, bruv. I swear on my life, I'm gonna bang every single cunt that was in my fucking house on Saturday, stealing my 185 pound Gucci belt, yeah?
Yeah?
Maybe you shouldn't let these assholes come over.
Yeah, I think you have a bad, bad group of friends.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Bruv.
Bruv. Bruv.
Meet them at the pub, love. Don't meet them at your hat, ass.
And if you fuck them all like you're threatening to, they might just keep stealing stuff.
Remember that story about the girl that went to go bang the Wu-Tang Clan or had all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Not down her throat?
Yeah, and by the way, I knew it's funny you brought that up.
Did you ask him about that?
Well, I thought you were going to say that, and I imagined that like dozens and dozens of comments were going to be like, why didn't you bring up that blow bang?
Most importantly, yes.
Can I tell you the reality of it? If I would have brought up that to him, he would have been like, wait, which city?
Right.
You know how long I've been famous for?
Right.
Like world famous, like internationally
famous?
Like
how many blowbangs have the Wu-Tang Clan done?
Or him in particular? Because he's also considered like the good looking one of that crew.
He's handsome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, can you imagine? Like if I'd be like, hey, do you remember when you got a blowjob once on a tour bus? He'd be like, oh, that one time? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. No, he'd be like, that's like saying like, hey, do you remember that time you had tacos for lunch?
Know,
and he's
I
like,
know.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Remember when you had extra cheese on your fucking burger?
Yeah.
Who's the guy... The sweet baby Jesus, big baby. What was his real name?
Old Dirty
ODB.
Bastard. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that guy was in the band too. He's not a looker.
Yeah,
The hottest one's Method.
Oh, yeah.
By
yeah,
far.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean,
he's getting all of it.
Yeah. You could, you know, you can make, obviously, it's subjective, but I think, you know,
Cappadonna Cappuccino.
Yeah. See, like, why did that happen
jizza,
right there?
The
why
riz,
did that just pop?
I don't know. It's the spirits.
Yeah. Cappadonna's. Definitely
not cuter.
Well, no,
Method.
I'm saying that like he's also not even an original nine, so he's getting
that
trickle down puss. He's not getting the
which can't be bad.
No, if you're hanging out with them all the time, but if like one of them is like, I want to blow Method Man, they're like, he's busy right now, he's getting his dick set by other
and then
people.
Who's second after Method is what you're saying, like who's after
oh,
him?
After him,
Method's busy, you can fuck, you can blow who's second in line.
Well, you know, you're. You have like the CEO of it all. Also, that carries a lot of weight, a lot of power, because he's the architect of everything.
Method.
No, RZA. So,
RZA,
like,
yeah,
if you
okay.
were like woo obsessed,
right.
He would actually be the real achievement.
So you're okay. So let's say I'm going to the Wu-Tang Clan for a blow
right,
bang.
Right. For a blow bang, yeah.
So the first gentleman I will approach is the RZA on the pyramid of. The hierarchy of rappers in that group. You're
I think it depends on. That's what I'm saying. It depends on what if you're talking about.
I want to blow the most powerful male.
RZA.
Okay. The RZA.
Yes.
Then the JZA.
Well,
on
no
the hierarchy. Of
and that's
Wu-Tang.
Not necessarily true. I mean, some people like.
I'm gonna say RZA than GZA because I'm a fan of the Liquid Swords album.
Oh, I got
that's
you.
The only album I really that's, I got know you. And love.
Yeah.
So I'd blow those guys.
That makes
first.
Sense. That yeah. makes sense. And then a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, hardcore Wu-Tang fans feel like there's just a supremacy, dedication, and just you know something about Ghostface.
Oh, I forgot about
so
him.
So he would definitely yeah. be.
But
like,
aesthetically, I'm talking. I'm going
aesthetically,
on looks.
I mean, you know, I would say you would probably have GZA and Method as the
top two,
probably. Okay, more traditionally
so
handsome guys.
I'm blowing
yeah.
GZA first.
Okay.
And then I blow Method.
Okay.
And then I blow RZA.
You could. You
and
still
then
got...
Ghostface Killer.
Okay. Still got a lot of dicks hanging around, kind of waiting to get sucked, though. I mean, you got Inspector Dex just hanging out there, you know?
Okay.
Raekwon is just like, Raekwon. What about me, man? I'm having
right.
some ice cream. I can't get my dick sucked.
Right. It's a lot of dicks. If you go in, you got to go all in.
You got. he's suing them right now.
Aren't they always suing someone in the Wu-Tang? Or?
Well, he's in the Wu-Tang Clan, and he's suing the Wu-Tang Clan
okay.
for royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys in that band that there's a I don't know
it's
how
a big
they're
band.
Making money.
It's got a bad bite. Yeah.
But I'm how do you make money in a band with fucking 20,000 dudes?
That's a good question.
It's got to be a bad bite.
Yeah, it's a bad bite.
It's gotta be a bad back.
A bad back.
You got a bad bite.
I got a bad bite. I don't know. There's 20. Yeah, there's
too many
nine
dudes.
Guys, but then there's all these side guys and
that's what I'm saying. Now, you know what I heard? The guy in the Rolling Stones is pay to play. The drummer?
Yeah, Ronnie Wood.
Yeah.
I heard that, yeah.
Were we talking about that?
Yeah, we were in Thanksgiving. I told you that.
Yeah, which is so interesting to me.
Yeah, because
I guess that
basically,
cuts out the royalties question.
Right.
Because then he's pay to play.
It's pay to play. He gets paid per gig. I mean, paid handsomely, you know?
Sure,
but,
sure.
But like Rolling Stones is only Keith and Mick.
That's great.
Yeah.
For those two bros,
yeah. So like they get the writing credits. That's them. They're the
it's
Rolling
their
Stones.
Empire, and they yeah. get the residuals. They get all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. Genius.
But Ronnie Wood has got to be worth fucking I don't
of
know
course.
How many millions.
He's
know?
Getting paid,
right?
But that's the way to do it. I don't know if the Wu-Tang structured their deals the same way. I don't know what their deals are.
Well, see that structure would be all in RZA's hands. I bet.
So he's the owner.
Oh yeah.
So I blow him first for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, thankfully, only hundreds of thousands of people hear this, so maybe your dream will come true.
Could you imagine me in the Wu-Tang Blowbang?
No.
Hey, guys.
No, because you're not like that.
Guys, what? I would not even know.
Of course not.
Gosh. Goodness gracious.
Oh, look at this little bitty blonde
yeah,
bitch right
here.
Yeah,
that'd be really bad for me. Hey, guys, anybody else a mom?
Yeah, they would really like that.
You guys like your jeans high and tight?
I want to see if this lady can get her belt back or not.
Oh, right. Most importantly, yes.
Yeah. You think you're fucking bad? You think you're fucking bad? Watch all my life, bro. I'm going to fucking stab every single one of you. Not even stab you, bro. I'm going to stab all over your fucking faces, bro. I swear on my life, bro. Whoa. You think you can steal from me, bro? You think you can steal from me, mate?
Whoa.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Well, she has like gypsy blood, you think, or what?
Absolutely. Gypsy. You know what she reminds me of? The
what?
Bad Girls Club. Remember that one that was like...
Oh, yeah.
Come on. What's her thing? She goes... We say it all the time. No, you know.
Privacy.
Yeah, I need my privacy. You know what I'm saying? She reminds me of that.
Yeah.
No. Like that kind of... That character.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got no privacy. No. Oh.
I can't. No.
Oh. She's, I know what this is called in England.
What?
A chav.
A chav?
I think it's a chav. It's
what's
that's
a chav?
Their white trash. That's their version of like
Ladette.
A Ladette. That was the best reality show
that
from
was
BBC
the best
ever. From Ladettes to Ladies.
Yeah.
We fucking loved that show. Ladettes to Ladies.
Just glassing.
It's the best show ever. And
it
I'm
was
so
really
bummed
great.
That I don't know where to find it now if it still exists.
So fucking
she's
angry,
a ladette
bro,
for
that
sure.
People think they could come to my house and steal off me, you little tramps. You little tramps. Look at you, you tramps. I swear, you are all tramps. You're tramps.
Baby's
tramps,
fine.
Tramps, tramps. Fucking little
baby
tramps.
Baby hearing that.
Whoa. There's people in the background like, what are you doing?
When I fucking catch you, bub, watch, bub, cut, yeah? Bub, tramps.
There you go. That's Blue Band's work right there.
Good job, Blue Band.
That's funny, man.
Oh, super good.
Super damn good, man.
Jeez, I love these angry videos.
Brav.
I swear on my fucking life, who's been to my house on Saturday and stolen my fucking 185-pound Gucci belt.
She really hates
185.
You.
Oh, not the weight. For a minute, I was like, no. She had a belt that weighed 185 pounds. She win the UFC championship? God. Bruv.
Yeah. Bruv.
So you and I were watching football last night.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that every fucking time football's on, Kelly Clarkson shows up. No, Carrie Underwood.
One of the two. I don't even know who it is. Honestly, I don't know.
But that she's on every time there's football.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood. And she's cute as fuck. And she's really talented. I like her, actually.
Yeah.
But that fucking football song is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire... And it's so boring, too. It's like, she's a... It's Sunday night. We're going to watch that football. Monday night football on a Sunday night. We're going to watch that ball get thrown around. It's Sunday night. You're like, Jesus Christ. Who wrote this?
I know.
What five-year-old wrote this
song? It's so funny. You know what happens? You get conditioned to these things.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just background noise. I don't hear it. But then when you point out, like when an outsider points it out, then you're like,
dumbest thing ever.
This is so fucking dumb. Because it is. It's like, ready for the football. And they have like this, it's all like a pop video.
Right.
And now they have like the football players walk by and go like, pow, 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 and like wave.
They're all going to blow bang her later.
Yeah. And then, then the lady's like, football is fun. Yes. Just catch the ball.
We're gonna play football. You're gonna love it tonight. Yeah. It's the stupidest song I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Football.
Yeah.
Sunday on the Monday night.
Sunday on the Monday night.
Gosh.
I used to love there's
Who
a couple of theme
the
songs that I liked. I like the old school college football theme song. Let's see if this is it or not. From it was years ago. I'll tell you this shit. I don't know. Yeah.
This is good.
I like this. There it goes. Wow. I'll tell you what
this
I like.
This is better than.
Hold on. Wait. The horns. So this is like a marching band.
Yeah, I like it. You know what this reminds me of?
Mm.
What are they doing over there?
Blasting?
No.
What?
They stomping,
oh, stomping
in the
yard. Yeah, I like this.
It's long as fuck.
Yeah, well, I'm giving you the whole thing.
Okay.
It's
no Carrie Underwood, but I'll take it.
Let's see. Let's see if the...
Everybody likes football. And she looks cute. She looks amazed.
Yeah.
And she's stomping around and high-fiving.
This
yeah,
is
this one. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
This is the old school one. This is great.
Oh, I like this one a lot, yeah.
I can see some dad boners playing this in their garage. Kevin. It's a good theme, though.
It's great.
But this is better than "Let's Play Football Tonight."
Terrible.
Yeah, I just want to hear the instruments.
Yeah. Everybody likes football. You like it too.
And there's gonna be a big swell here.
It's a good song. Meow meow.
Yeah.
Meow 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 meow. Meow 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 meow.
Come on, that's excellent.
That's a song.
There you
go.
That opens the. That's it, man.
That's American right there.
They should just bring that shit back.
Yeah. But you know what's good about Carrie doing that song is that she's so American. Like, she's so apple pie.
She's apple pie, I know.
She's perfect for it.
Middle America's like, fuck yeah, I want to catch that football too, Carrie.
Come on, old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to play football?
We all like football.
That's how I feel like the song should be like that. Do you like football?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's except it's like honky tonky.
Somebody has to help me with this HDMI question.
I like football.
I like football.
Like it too.
It's so much fun.
It's tasty like Doritos. Now, what's the name of the stadium they played in last night? Was it the Staples? FedEx, UPS. I'm sorry, FedEx. UPS Fiji Water Stadium.
Let's see where that last. I think the game was in Seattle last night. So.
Oh, so did they name?
I don't know what the name is.
Corporate oppressors.
Fucking, I don't know. It is something.
The corporate oppression.
It's definitely, there's definitely a score. A score.
Starbucks, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Burger King venue.
Beep, beep, bop, bop.
Nightmare.
Boop, boop, bop, bop.
Bleep, blop, bleep, blow, bleep, bloop.
Wow. They fucking dropped a hammer on him last night. Jesus. 40-7. I didn't even realize that. I have it muted. Good. Let's see where they play. I don't even know the name of it. It's like a famously, CenturyLink Field.
Ugh, that's so depressing. That sounds like fun. Can we go to the CenturyLink Field? God, what a bummer.
Let's see.
Can we go to the Kodak
Stadium,
the Kodak Gallery Auditorium?
So many are named after banks.
I know. The so Chase weird. National Stadium, guys.
Yeah.
The Wells Fargo Arena.
I know. We did this
How
once.
Fun.
And I forgot. Okay, here it is. Okay, Kansas City's is still awesome. That's Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. The Cowboys play at AT&T. The Panthers play at Bank of America Stadium.
God.
Seattle is CenturyLink.
Oh, boy.
Jacksonville plays at EverBank.
Ah.
Washington Redskins play at FedEx Field.
FedEx.
Cleveland plays at First Energy Stadium.
What a bummer.
Detroit plays at Ford Field, which makes sense.
Ford, yeah.
When they own,
industry, sure.
Yeah. Atlanta plays in the Georgia Dome, which is cool.
Okay, it's still called something normal.
New England plays at Gillette Stadium.
That's neat.
Miami plays at Hard Rock Stadium.
Hard Cock.
Pittsburgh plays at Heinz Field.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. It's from there, yeah.
Green Bay, Lambeau, which is one of the only traditional ones. San Francisco should be our favorite. They play at Levi's Stadium.
Oh, boy.
Those jeans, man. You gotta...
Well, because there are all the Levi's companies there, too.
That's right. Philly plays at Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, boy. That's a bummer. Sorry. Yeah. The Lincoln Financial Field.
Now, the Rams are playing at LA Memorial Coliseum, but that'll change when their thing is done.
Right, because who bought that?
Well, no, I don't remember, but they're building a stadium for them, so that's definitely.
I wonder who's paying.
I forget.
Some horrible.
Fucking the Colts play at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's Mercedes-Benz. There's MetLife, New Era Field, Nissan Stadium. God.
What a fun, authentic experience.
Here's the only other cool ones are Oakland Alameda State Coliseum. Paul Brown is where the Bengals play. Raymond James, where Tampa plays, and Soldier Field. Chicago still plays at Soldier Field. They're terrible names. Absolutely terrible.
It's
just shameless. Yeah, I know.
It's a bummer. Is nothing just named any, like the Rose Parade? No, like we have to call it the Citibank Rose Parade.
Yeah. Well, they pay so much for naming rights. I mean, it's unbelievable. We're talking nine figures.
Oh, I bet. Just to be able to call it
because
that
they know.
And
yeah. And then every week when they go, we are here live at U.S. Bank Stadium. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what? Your mom's house needs to buy
naming rights,
an auditorium, or maybe a public restroom facility.
No, I know what we need to do.
What's that?
We need to sell naming rights to this place.
That's to the studio.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House live from Chipotle Studios. You
That's
know?
A great idea.
Yeah. That'd be really cool, right?
Chipotle would be a great sponsor. I
Absolutely.
Like their food. No.
From Arm & Hammer Studios, right?
Colgate. Or, we should have a tooth sponsor and all.
At Colgate
sincerity.
Studios
Jeez.
Or what is that toilet paper we get? We could do that.
Charmin.
Charmin Studios. That even has a nice ring to it. Live. From Charmin Studios. There's so much toilet paper here. And we say it at the very top. And
right.
then we go, yeah, of course we'll say it. You guys give us $100 million right. and we'll say it every week.
Welcome back to Charmin Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back from a break. It's live from Charmin Studios.
Remember that show? This has nothing to do with it. It just reminded me. We happened to catch that show, Outdaughtered,
yes.
on TLC about the quintuplets.
Yeah.
And that the woman that stays home with six kids, five babies, 1 year old babies,
mm-hmm.
and then the 5 year old daughter.
Right.
I mean, and she's really got such a better attitude than we do about child rearing.
Sure.
You and I are exhausted at the end of the day with a 1 year old, with one 1 year old.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, they're challenging.
She had a, by the way,
we love them.
They had an amazing disposition. They weren't like,
I know.
We're fucking wrecked.
Right. That's like, what we would be like.
Oh my God. Twins would have just put us, one of us in the hospital.
I know.
And they were just like, well, these five we feed and eat. Yeah. And they were like, fine. She's
They're very
fine.
Spirited. You're like, oh boy, you're really.
It really makes you feel lazy, right? Like I do. I'm like, wow, how the fuck? I guess when you're in that position, though, you're like, this is my reality.
You surrender.
Because you can't be like, this sucks.
No.
You know, you have to be like, oh, this is what I do.
You can't, if you're five babies deep in the game, you can't even acknowledge that it sucks ever. Because it's too late. You're all in. You're all in for the rest for the 18 years.
Five.
That's so nuts,
Now, imagine if they had our arrangement where I had to get on a plane and leave you.
Fucking kill myself.
Now, you'd have to have live-in help.
Live-in.
Yeah.
Because we have our lovely, wonderful nanny, but she goes home.
Of course.
And also, I don't like to have my kid raised entirely by another person. I like to spend a lot of time with
them. Yeah, you want
to
take all that pussy too, you know?
Right.
Right?
Yep. Did you see our sassy nanny shoes today?
Yeah, she had real sassy shoes on today.
She kind of had like date shoes on. I was like, okay, hold on, Miss Thing.
It was quite a thing.
Do
your thing, girl.
Yeah.
Come here, let me tickle your pussy.
No thanks. Yep. I don't need this drop. Not interested.
Diamonds on the crevice of your pussy.
Okay, can we play, finally, I've been dying to play this, the guy who sent in him doing the Starbucks
So the way that we do it. We put out the, what is it called? The challenge.
The call
the mommy challenge. The jeans coffee challenge.
And this is how you do it. The way this guy did it is exactly
how we do it.
Tom and I do this every time you order from a Starbucks or from a fast food place. Do this.
Let me see. Where
is it? You got to start the revolution.
What? You forwarded it to me?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. Meow, meow,
to
meow,
to meow. Your personal.
My personal? Oh, here we go.
Meow, 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 meow.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, it's downloading.
Thief's on his back.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bitsy is such a jerk last night. We gave them both T-R-E-A-T-S's.
Uh-huh.
And Fief was chewing his bone.
Yeah.
And Schnitzel was just just glassing him.
Yeah.
Like, remember, she was right.
She's not scared of him.
Not scared. Zero.
Not fucks. Scared at all.
She should be, dude.
So what we did is we told everybody, when we get drive-thrus, especially we go to Starbucks a lot, we order our coffee. We always call the person Jeans
and Ma.
And Mommy.
Mommy.
We say both, you know?
But the way he does it, this guy, he really nailed the right way to do it.
Right, because you're supposed to do it like, you're supposed to go kind of fast. You make it sound like you're saying the right thing. It's almost like you're saying sir or ma'am.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like, excuse me, sir. Like, you do it like, and you make it part. Yeah, nonchalant.
It's all about nonchalant and just make it a throwaway. You don't want to draw too much attention.
Right. You wouldn't go like, mommy.
Right. Hello, yeah. Mother. No,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Mommy, I want to get, yeah.
Right. Very yeah. chill.
All right, here we
he
go.
He does it great.
Let's see.
Good work.
Hi there, what can we get for you?
Hey, Mommy, can I get a venti ice hazelnut coffee with cream?
Venti ice coffee with hazelnut cream, anything else?
And let me do a grande bold with cream and two sugar in the raw.
Two sugars in the raw, you said?
Yeah.
And that was a venti, or a grande?
Grande.
Grande bold with two sugars in the raw. Did you say cream?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
That's all.
You can drive it up.
Thanks, Jeans. Thanks, Jeans.
Yes!
That was fantastic.
That was perfect.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Jeans.
That's exactly how we do it. That's exactly how we
perfect.
Do it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What's a bold?
Bold?
He ordered a bold.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it a drip coffee flavor, maybe?
Maybe.
Tom, I don't know if you know this, but in the summer
wait, who was this,
of 1997, out? I was a Starbucks employee.
This was Tom. Sorry. Tom is the one who sent that.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Really good work.
Great, great work. Yeah.
Hi, Mom. he goes, hey, Mommy. That's exactly how
Mommy,
you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy. You know what's really insidious that they started doing through at our Starbucks drive through is they go, hi, would you like something to eat today?
Yeah.
And they and to the to any normal person,
oh my
you're
God.
Like, of course I'd like something to eat today,
yeah.
but we're trying not to be fucking fat fucks.
Yeah, but there's also this thing
God.
About they know that people order drinks at Barstucks.
Yeah.
But now they're encouraging food.
Right.
Because so they're like, and they're so aggressive.
So aggressive.
And it's recent.
Yeah.
It's the last few weeks where they've been like, when you pull up and they know you're going to get a coffee.
Yeah.
So they just start, they go,
the
can I get you some food today?
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And they're like, you sure you don't want anything to eat?
Come on, fatty.
Yeah.
Eat something dumb
and then
shit.
When you're done and you go, that's it. They go, you sure you don't want any food?
Yeah.
And you're like,
they sure? You sure about that?
Yeah.
Fat, fat, fat?
You sure about that?
You
big
wanna...
old fat fucking piece of shit.
Right. And you know
yeah.
what she did to me
yeah.
Last week? I was there with LJ in the car and she's like, you sure you don't want something? You don't want like a cake pop or a paste? And I was like, dude, you're so sneaky. I'm like, no, I'm trying to be good.
Dude, by the way, I just saw on our cheat sheet here.
Yeah.
The Tickle Pussy guy is Orlando Brown. He's the former star of That's So Raven.
No.
Yeah.
No wonder he's so handsome.
And he was arrested in February 2016 for hitting his girlfriend while parked at a police station.
Oh.
And also having meth on him.
Oh, boy.
And now he's at the full finger ring that he makes Instagram videos with.
What is it called?
A full finger ring.
A full finger ring.
Yeah, because it goes.
And then he
know.
Tickles pussies with that.
Yeah.
So he was on That's So Raven. Yeah, he's got those actor good looks.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, you noticed that.
Yeah, he's handsome.
So. We have a couple other emails. Can we want to get into a couple other ones?
Yeah.
Water champion solved. It said.
Oh boy.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know the con. It could be you. I don't know. I don't know what it says. Hi, mommies. I was masturbating to fart porn this evening. Jesus. And began to wonder where's the cum.
Right.
Which naturally led me to wonder about the never ending debate of who the true water champion is. In head to head sports that are combat. Oriented, traditionally, gender, weight, stuff like that are considered. Christina P. is clearly the female water champion,
okay.
while Tommy is undisputed male water champion, right? So the female asterisk is unfortunate for Mommy T, or is it? There is a loophole. Tommy and alias DJ Dadmouth are both openly non-binary.
Mm.
The fact that they, whose pronoun is currently unknown, are openly non-binary excludes male. Considering the rules of gender fluidity, Tina has the option to become male long enough to simply declare both male and female titles within seconds of each other. This would also make the fluid champ in several respects.
Wow.
Tom does not have this option due to his rigid stance on being non-binary, neither gender. Tom may have the title of genderless water champ should Tom choose to claim it in order to keep his Browns violent and his jeans acceptable. Case closed.
Wow.
Sincerely, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So that's, yeah.
That's
very
a,
interesting.
That's a dissertation on it. So what he's saying is I can claim the title if I claim my gender fluidity. Now, hold on.
That's what he's saying. I don't know. I mean.
I've got an email update.
Do you?
I've got a report on you from Wet Balls Beach.
From Wet Balls Beach.
Where's the cum?
Tom's water intake this weekend in Wet Balls Beach. He writes, I am proud to say the champ stayed hydrated his entire set and topped it off by annihilating an entire bottle in one sip. It was truly inspiring, and I in turn went home and drank an entire gallon and stuff like that. Truly enjoyed the show and can't wait till your next time in South Falls Beach. Now, I will say, Paul.
To my friends, cheers.
It's the first time you've drank water this entire show. Let the record note that. I've been drinking. I've been hydrating this whole fucking time. And I have two primaries.
To be fair, though.
Nope, this and that.
This is my 38th glass of water today.
Liar.
No, I've been keeping track. I've read my notes.
Yeah. You know, you always say you drink water off camera.
Yeah.
Or you only do it on camera.
Continue.
I know. I just wanted to say that this is possibly the very first positive Tom drinking water report that I've had.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're deliberately doing some...
So are you
water,
proud of me or
water
not?
Posturing.
Oh, now it's you're not even proud.
Well, I'm just saying it's about time you stepped it up and
yeah.
at least pretended that you were the water champ.
Well, just be proud.
I am. That's why I'm encouraging you to drink more water. You need to pee clear. Also, can I read another one?
Sure.
Just an interesting thing.
Okay.
Just wanted you guys to know that there is a town in Oregon called Brownsville.
Interesting.
Now, I think, isn't there one also in Tejas?
Yes, there is.
Wow, what a neat world.
Well, we know where we're going to retire, that's for sure. Speaking of b-holes, dear mommies, in my 34 years of life, I've been doing something we all do every day wrong, apparently. It wasn't until I saw numerous times on the television actors wiping their b-hole in the sitting position that I realized I must be the only one. If you didn't guess already, I wipe standing up. I don't know why. I don't know why not.
Okay.
When I realized this was a situation, I asked my wife. She was astonished and bewildered to the fact that I not only wiped while standing up, but I also thought that everybody in the civilized world also wiped
no.
standing. So I tried to do it the normal way and found it incredibly uncomfortable. Stand up, grab a cheek, and spread with one hand and wipe with the other. That's how it's been, and
stand
that's how
up,
it will be.
Grab
my ass is clean. Don't judge me. Your thoughts, Rob Kunyuk. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I did before the washlet.
Well, I would also ask him, are you seven? Because I think that's how they do it too. Jesus.
Spread and then wipe.
Stand up.
Can I tell you what I used to do?
What?
Real talk, before the washlet 350E.
Okay.
I would do a combination of both. If it was a difficult wipe. Now, this is before or in lieu of the shit to shower.
These are hard to fart on.
Hard to fart on, hard to sit on.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good.
Sorry, I had to get that out.
You know who you look like?
Who?
The Cos.
The Cosby?
The look on your face was like when the Cos would be eating a hoagie and then Claire would catch him and then he's like, you know, he pretended like
yeah.
he didn't see it.
Oh, well.
He's pretending.
Did like you hear that one or no?
Barely heard it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they heard it either.
Please continue.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh.
You said that you used to do before the 350.
This is if I don't do... Shit to shower.
Yeah.
Before the washlet, I would do a combo of both, meaning I would do an exploratory.
Yeah.
First,
what's going on in here?
What's going on?
Yeah.
And if there was if there was a lot happening,
uh-huh.
I would do some sit down wipes and then I would stand
uh-huh.
and then do more wipes standing. So I would
uh-huh.
do both.
Uh huh.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you do?
I'm a mostly sitter. Here's the times I've stood to wipe. If I'm having a real itchy asshole day,
yeah.
and let's say I'm out,
yeah,
and I'm in a department store,
right?
And I'm like Jesus,
right?
When I go to check, I won't sit down to check. I'll check standing.
Wait. Check the paper. Like you'll get
like,
a
I'll
wipe
be like,
to see.
I'll be like, my ass is itchy,
right?
So what I'll do is I'll go in the bathroom. I'll wet some paper,
yeah.
but I'll do a standing wipe.
Yeah,
check.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, yeah, yeah.
I won't sit for that one.
No, because
but
you're not
I'm,
shitting, though.
Right, but
yeah,
if I'm...
Why would you
I won't
sit.
Stand to wipe. And this guy's obviously, he's mentally ill, but...
No, he's
yeah.
I disagree. I've often done a sit and then stand to finish up the cleanup.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not that crazy.
Hmm.
No, he's good.
Somebody wrote, you know, we had the NFL butthole debate. I talked about
right.
Josh Potter.
Right.
He also did... Wet Balls Beach with me this weekend. Had great shows. We were talking about what position has the cleanest a-hole.
Yeah.
This guy writes, the cleanest a-holes has to be the center. If they stink, the quarterback will let you and the whole team know because your hands are on that guy's taint. Makes you self-conscious. Can't wait to see you in Atlanta. Thanks, Mitch. Interesting thought. I mean, I myself played center for, you know, many years, middle school, high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you really have an interesting perspective on this.
I do. And he is right. You are more, your butthole is in your head.
Sure.
Because you lean forward, your butt spreads a little bit, and right. the quarterback puts his hands under your asshole and on your taint.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been thinking about my asshole because now I do Pilates twice a week, and I'm like, I really like, I like to shower before and after Pilates because she's right there.
Yeah.
Her nose is so close to everything.
Yeah.
As I'm sweating and everything, I feel bad for her.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy writes, long listener with a short response, behold debate. I feel like you're missing a major category here. I feel like the worst butthole category goes to the coaches.
Oh,
dude, that's really funny.
Interesting. Yeah.
Just picture Robin Rex Ryan, Wade Phillips. The list of disastrous old man holes goes on.
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you, Jeans, for making my week enjoyable.
Fart.
Interesting.
I have a fart.
Tyler. Yeah. No, that's there. It read. It read on the meter.
But these chairs are not optimal farting chairs.
They're not good farting chairs. No. They're not good farting chairs.
That's going to be a problem for our show.
Yeah. I mean, this show was made for farting, so I kind of don't know.
You know what would be an optimal chair for farting?
What's that?
Elementary school plastic chairs.
Well,
old,
you know what
school
happened?
Elementary school ones.
You know, I did it again. I sat on that step stool. And I spread down and I sat and I farted again. It was crazy sounding. Those are great.
Yeah. Step stools.
Step stools.
Plastic.
Because first
of
all, it's
all
the plastic, but it's also the deep squat.
Yeah.
Because you're squatting down all the way.
In our child room, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
What a neat thought. I have a dental update. Do you want to hit the music?
Yeah. You got to prepare me for this more.
I told you I had one, Tom.
You didn't tell me that before.
I just thought this was interesting in lieu of our...
Okay.
We have a lot of contractor people around.
Okay. Is it a listener dental update?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you do me a favor? Will you encourage me tonight to do my whitening trays?
I've tried for years.
No, I'm asking you to tell me tonight.
I feel like Bitsy has whiter teeth than you.
I want to do it tonight. Will you encourage me or no?
All right. If I remember. Okay, so this comes in. Mike writes in. I thought this was pretty fucked up. I'm a construction worker, and I was recently working for a contractor whose denim is the lowest and loosest imaginable. After asking for the correct tool for several weeks because the one I was using was unsafe and someone was going to get hurt, it finally happened. The socket blew off into my delicate chompers and blasted about four of them into, how do you say, oblivion?
Whoa.
Right. Luckily enough, I only have to get one fake one. Oof. And this Thursday, I am getting the other three composite and crowned.
And wait, how did this happen? What kind of tool was this?
He just says, he was asking, he doesn't say what. The socket flew off.
But wait, of what? Like, where is he working?
He's a construction worker.
Jesus.
And he's been asking, he says... He just said, I was asking for the correct tool. He doesn't say what he was doing.
Wow.
Anyways, three composite and crowns, so I only have to walk around looking like a cousin fucker for a few more days.
Damn.
We'll send more photos after my teefers are high and tight.
That is unbelievable.
That's terrible.
That's crazy, man.
Oh, I'm so... Sometime around March, I will get the fake one after the implant has healed up and jeans up. I'm so sorry, Mike. That is a terrible...
Terrible,
I'm sure you can sue the fuck out of... Your boss, though, by the way.
Jesus. I know, right? There's probably, but he's the kind of guy, I'm sure, like on a, they're
like
just
a nice
like,
guy
who they're like, hey, people get their teeth knocked out here. That's what we do.
Yeah, but he asked for the proper tool that he needed to
right.
get it. That's
well,
crazy.
You should fucking have someone pay for that.
It's
not on you.
I have a dental update. I was flossing very hard around my crown on the side. And I think the crown, it's time to be replaced.
Jeans, we got to go to the goddamn
I
dentist.
Know.
We
it's
do dental updates
time.
Every week, and we haven't gone to the dentist in
I know.
A while.
Well, after the new year, after we've settled a bit, you don't want to get
make
into
the appointment.
Dental work now.
I know,
in the middle
but
of
shit.
Your life is chaos right now.
Let's make the appointment.
Yeah, I am.
All right, we have a closing song. It was submitted by DJ Boy Butter, and it's called Mommy Fartin' in Your Face.
Neat. Okay, thank you.
Sounds like it could be pretty good. Let's see. I have not heard it yet, but here it is. Here it is. Goodbye, guys.
Bye, mommies.
I'm a chicken freak. I think I eat chicken. Like, I don't know how much I eat chicken. God almighty, I eat so much chicken. You know what I'm saying? Fart, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
F-A-R-T.
Fart, yeah. Fart, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
F-A-R-T.
Fart, yeah. I will pay you $5 for fart. Fart, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
F-A-R-T.
Fart, yeah. I like chills. Fart, yeah.
F-A-R-T.
Fart, yeah.
I have cum all over my face.
Fart, yeah.
I don't, you know. You got a hoe, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah. Fart, yeah.